Hi, you must be the new girl. And I mean that in both senses of the phrase. How are you today? I hope the new body isn't giving you too much trouble. I must say, you turned out absolutely gorgeous. I'm really jealous. Anyway, I'll be your counselor through this whole process. I understand that you were reluctant to accept counseling, but I'm afraid that, like your transformation, it's very much mandatory. It's my job to keep an eye on you and make sure you don't hurt yourself. We can't afford to risk anything, you see. I'm sure you must have a lot of questions for me. They did explain why you were assigned to transform, didn't they? They didn't. Ugh, typical bureaucrats. They probably just shoved you through the whole process without ever explaining what was going on. Well, hopefully I can set things straight for you. You weren't even a volunteer, were you? Oh, you poor thing. Well, first things first. You should know that we didn't just take your manhood away for no reason. You were determined to be genetically compatible with the transformation serum. And, as I'm sure you're aware, the human population needs people like you. That virus wiped out 95% of the natural-born female population on Earth. If we don't do something, the human race is doomed to die out. Drastic measures had to be taken. So, here you are. Didn't you ever wonder why suddenly it seemed like female survivors of the virus were emerging from the woodwork lately? It's because they weren't always women. They, like you, used to be men, but were made female in order to breed and sustain the population. Some volunteered, most didn't. Believe me, we're all aware that we're violating your civil rights by doing this without your consent. But after the virus, a lot of the old rules fell by the wayside. We're out of options. You understand that, right? Look, I understand your frustration. I really do. I wasn't a volunteer either, you know. But the fact is, I didn't have a choice, and neither do you. I get sad sometimes. I miss being a man. But for the most part, I'm happy. I have a life here. I have a wonderful family and a beautiful body, and a man who loves me and protects me. I have the freedom to raise my children as their mother, and as long as I take care of myself, my body is mine to own and do with as I please. This life that I have, that's the way we want things to be for our converts. That's the way we try to do this. But it's not the only way. See, the thing is, compatible subjects aren't easy to come by. Only about 1 in 500 men carry the right genes. That means when we find a potential convert, we transform them and knock them up. One way or another. We're giving you the option of living as a free woman, certainly. But if you reject that option, we won't have any other choice. Come here, I want you to see this. Look at these pictures. Look at these women. I'd pity them, but like I said, we gave them a choice, and they threw it back in our faces. This is the fate that awaits you if you keep making trouble. It's not just your body. We can destroy your mind, your identity, brainwash you until you're nothing more than a squealing fuck cow begging to be bred. Your whole life will amount to taking cocks and breeding children for us to put in foster care. Bessie here, that's what I call her, is a personal favorite of mine. She's given us 10 healthy babies so far and shows no sign of stopping. You want to join her in the next all over? I didn't think so. So listen here, sweetheart. This is how it's going to be. You're going to fuck this handsome young stud we found for you. Or rather, he's going to fuck you, right in that tight little virgin cunt of yours. Then you'll do it 2 or 3 more times just to make sure. Each time he's going to fill you up with his seed until we're damn sure that you're knocked up. It may feel strange at first, but trust me, there's plenty to enjoy about it. Just lie back and let the pleasure wash over you. Accept it. Embrace it. This is who you are now. Once we've confirmed that you're pregnant, you'll stay here at the clinic until the baby is born. You can choose to raise it if you want. Like I said, we prefer it that way. Less mess for us. Otherwise, we'll find loving parents for it. Either way, though, after you recover, it'll be right back to breeding. Oh, sweetheart. There. I know, it's upsetting. It may seem horrible now, but it's okay, I promise. We'll make you very comfortable. Anything you want, you can have. We strive to make our breeders as happy as possible. Within reason, of course. Pretty much the only things we can't do are let you leave supervision, let you damage your body, or give you your manhood back. Not that we could, even if we wanted to. There's no serum for changing back. See, you're looking better already. Let me cup those cute little titties of yours. Your nipples are so stiff just from me talking to you. I told you being a girl wasn't all bad. You're gonna make a beautiful mother, sweetie. I know it's not how you saw your life going, but I'll be here with you every step of the way. And if you're good for me, well, let's just say I have ways of rewarding my more cooperative girls. Now, take off that gown and get up on the table. Your partner will be here soon. Well, of course I'm going to watch, silly. I have to make sure you two lovebirds do the deed. Warm you up? Aren't we an eager little thing? I suppose there's no harm in it. Come here, sweetheart. Let me introduce you personally to the pleasure of womanhood.